In light of the two Adam Goods documentaries, a greater need for Indigenous perspectives in sport is being called for. NITV's announced their all-Indigenous AFL panel show, Yokai Footy, which will take a fresh perspective on all things AFL. Hosts Tony Armstrong, Daryl White and Bianca Hunt are going to offer an Indigenous lens on the traditional AFL program. Alice Savage has the story.
They are all over the Giants at the moment.
With the world in uncertain times, the future of sport remains unclear. The AFL has just announced their plan to shorten the upcoming season and to closely monitor players. If any player tests positive for COVID-19, the AFL will come to a standstill. NITV's Yokai Footy premieres tomorrow with a fresh perspective on the traditional AFL panel show. The three hosts, former player Tony Armstrong, AFLW advocate Bianca Hunt and former player Daryl White will offer an Indigenous lens on all things AFL. I spoke to Tony Armstrong earlier. You've been announced as one of the three hosts of Yokai Footy. How does it feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's really exciting. Always fun to be part of a new project, and especially when it's one where, you know, it's an Indigenous show. But that's always nice as well. So, yeah, I'm very excited, and I'm sure the rest of the gang are too.
What's the idea behind Yokai Footy?
So we feel as though there's enough footy shows out there that do heavy analysis. So we want to focus more on giving it a bit more of an entertainment lens than through the lens of what Indigenous people find and interesting. So definitely targeted at a younger demographic than most of the other footy shows. Over 50% of NITV's viewership is under 25 or 26. So we just want to really engage that younger market with football entertainment.
What does the word Yokai mean?
So Yokai is it's a Noongar word from southwestern WA. And that basically means it's like a shout of victory, joy, or, you know, just pure happiness, basically. So you could kind of use it in a bunch of different ways, but it kind of tries to capture that feeling of, you know, victory.
So why is it so important to offer a range of voices in sport, especially at the moment?
Well, it's a good question. I think it's always important in every single industry that there's a range of voices represented, sport obviously being this one. And I think we only have to look at the two documentaries that came out about Adam Goods last year, and I think both of them showed that when a conversation's only held by one demographic, there's no balance. You know, the narrative can end up getting away from what the truth is. So regardless of what the industry is, I think it's always important to have media that are representative of the industry.
In light of the two Adam Goods documentaries, The Final Quarter and The Australian Dream, do you see a bright future for AFL?
Look, I'd like to think so. I think naturally I'm a little bit wary, I guess, or I know that there's a lot of good intention, but whether or not that actually gets converted into great Indigenous representation on screens and in papers and on radio, that's another story. But I know for sure that it's at least something that's on the cards or on the table now. I think that's probably the biggest thing that those documentaries did. They highlighted the lack of representation and the need for representation.
You can catch Yokai Footy tomorrow, March 18th at 8 p.m. on
Yep, NITV's Yokai Footy host Tony Armstrong speaking there with Alice Savage.